Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday morning, July 16th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, the importance of being solvent and knowing when you have too many credit cards. What is wealth? If you ask Wall Street Journal columnist Jonathan Clements, he says that wealth is not the sum of money, rather it's the freedom to spend your days doing what you're passionate about. To that end, he says it's very important to evaluate your expenses so that you can decide if pursuing a less lucrative and more fulfilling career is an option for you.
If your fixed costs are more than 50% of your pre-tax income, you're probably locking yourself into an expensive lifestyle.
If after you've run this assessment you see that you are stuck, start with your fixed costs, and in particular, three specific areas that are crucial to your budget.
Three biggest fixed costs are one, housing, two, transportation, talking about things like car payments and insurance on the car and repairs and so on, and then three, debt payments.
After you've considered these figures, think about ways you can save. When it comes to the big stuff, consider driving a less expensive vehicle or living in a more modest home. Or consider some smaller changes. For example, maybe you can raise the deductible on your insurance policies in order to pay less in premiums. Of course, the easiest place to start is with your discretionary spending.
If you can figure out which of your discretionary spending is not giving you a lot of happiness, you've got a guide to how you might trim your spending going forward.
That can mean still going out to dinner with friends and family, but cutting back on the fancy clothes that line your closet. Some people collect credit cards, like baseball cards. But how many is too many? Adam Levin of Credit.com has some guidelines for everyone to follow.
Some credit card users just can't resist applying for a new credit card. There are lots of reasons why people do this. It could be for valuable benefits, a generous sign-up bonus, or an interest-free financing offer. But even with all those goodies, how do you know when you have enough? One sign that you may be in over your head is if you have trouble keeping track of all existing accounts or paying bills on time. If that sounds like you, consider consolidating your debt either on one low-interest credit card or with a personal loan. This will keep the fees and interest you pay on your credit cards at an absolute minimum. If you're tempted to spend more just because you have a line of credit, you should reconsider the use of credit cards altogether. And finally, if you find that you're paying annual fees on several credit cards, you need to ask yourself whether you're really getting enough value for each card to justify the expense. I'm Adam Levin. Come visit us at Credit.com and take control of your credit.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.